is that we have got guests in the studio, one of whom, Poppy, shortly, will be reading us a poem that she has herself compiled. However, more of that to come in a moment. Because first we have Joe from East Lothian Climate Hub, a good friend of mine. So, Joe, come on, why are you in and why is Poppy here?
Thanks, Gary. So last year, East Lothian Climate Hub asked people across East Lothian at different events and festivals what a thriving, sustainable East Lothian in 2040 would look like if we all collectively did everything we could to tackle climate change and support.
So 2040, so we're looking, right, okay. So
okay, looking kind of, you know, 15 years' time.
Yeah.
And when I say collectively, I mean ourselves, our neighbours, our communities, our schools, our businesses.
Yeah, yeah. We're all in it together.
All in it together.
Yep.
And we got thousands of ideas that were created, lots of imaginings of what East Lothian could be like, what could be happening, how it would feel. Obviously based in reality, because climate change is happening. But, positive visions of what it could really be like if there was enough collective action on things like food and nature, what our communities could be like, where our stuff comes from and how it's used, transportation, energy, homes. And there were so many great ideas, but we wanted to bring that to life. So we are secondary school students to use that material, as well as using their own imagination and their own ideas to bring it to life with creating their own artwork or stories or poems.
Yep.
And we received so many amazing contributions, and it really showed so much depth and feeling, and so many ideas that young people have. And we feel it's really important that young people's voices are heard.
Absolutely. Really, I mean, the future is theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah, so yeah. You know, really, we are the custodians of the planet, but they're the ones that are going to inherit it, as it were.
Exactly. And what we're learning is that they really have ideas and a lot of,
they're uninhibited in their thought process.
Exactly.
Whereas unlike you and ourselves. I are thinking, oh, that'll never work.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're now going to hear from one of those students, and we've got a whole range of different material.
Okay.
But we're going to hear from one of them now, which is Poppy Davidson-Kelly. She's one of the students, and she's going to be reading her poem, Seeds of Freedom.
Seeds of Freedom. Right, Poppy. But I'll tell you, I wish you could see Poppy. She looks immaculate, so she's going to sound great. So, Poppy, without further ado, over to you.
In many years, the day will come when 2040 saunters along with new ideas and ways of life, brings forward new hope and no sacrifice. It shows no destruction, nor pain, not suffering, harmonising together with the wild lush flowing. Flowers, plants and trees, all swaying in the cool, calm breeze. Not a metal in sight. If any, it gives one a terrible fright. Structures have changed. Ivy entangling the once chemical-coated house frames. Frames that stood, sturdy and strong, among thousands of others without their own song. Frames that were, as you say, unoriginal by their very name. But now, the colours bloom, vibrant and free, not one the same. Each an identity. A thatch of ivy sprouts on the forest floor. If you wander through the village, in amidst the trees, you can see the tall green windmills and hear them hum melodically. Their structure weaved grass and plants galore, showering the town with seeds that float ashore. Ashore from the sea, plastic free, with magnets which save the rubbish from being free, polluting the now blissfully calm sea. Birds cheep above, no longer caged doves, perched on rocks beside their nests, like the tower high above Loch Ness. Even our pets have their part to play, picking up apples that have fallen throughout the day, towing barrows, digging holes, all with a smile, making others as bold. The seedling blooms and clings onto a tall, mighty oak tree. If you look upon the tine, you might see a duck. The first glance, nothing much. But closer you will see the determination of this fowl family. They have braved the waves, braved the storm, showed their courage that they had all along. Never panicked, never flapped. Their courage and tenacity, role models for us all here on earth. As you may hear, the sound crystal and clear, the melodies of splashing, flapping and pecking, overpowering the once forever growing crush of cars and bikes. Nature now no longer has to whisper like mice. Groups and clubs scattered around now help to protect this growing natural sound. meeting many times and trying new things. People are aware of nature's beings. Adults to aristocrats, adolescents to army men, united as one to save us from the future then. The ivy climbs and starts to choke the graceful, unblemished tree. Not only is nature thriving and being, we too have benefited from healthy living. Runs and walks, swims and cycles, exercise-based activities bound to make you smile. We are all calmer, relaxed, not stressed. Timetables, no more, they cry. It doesn't matter when we get dressed. High up in the trees, birds sing prettily, their tunes carrying softly through the crisp, calm city. The sounds of nature, as common as breathing, now never second-guess their not being. Flowers bloom, bugs are plenty, all sit happily on rooftop gardens, busily merrily. Together they frolic and play, not worrying about the day. Being themselves and being free is all that matters in a community. The oak starts to die, its leaves are dull brown and no sap inside. Ponds and rivers, lakes and seas, educate us on aquatic families. Beaches free, with many bins, that cleans the rubbish using chambers within. Released out, not CO2, but biodiesel, clean to use. All plants are different, not one the same. We bloom and grow differently, with beautiful similarity. Let the weeds run wild, the trees grow tall. Let nature live and be among us all. The ivy that entangles our way of life will soon be cut free. Let's sow our freedom, seed by seed.
Wow, how good was that?
Amazing, huh?
I found myself getting quite emotional there.
Yeah.
Poppy, that was beautiful. And may I say, not only beautiful words, but a beautiful rendition. Now, you have graced the airwaves of East Coast FM with that. But hopefully they're going to get that in the Scottish Parliament as well. Surely to goodness. Come on, that deserves an airing far and wide. Fantastic. Joe, you must be very proud having brought Poppy in. And I can see her mum and little brother sitting outside in the car, and they must be very proud as well. That's very good. So, Joe, you know, are there any words of wisdom that you want to tag on the end of that?
Well, firstly, before words of wisdom, just to ask Poppy, because it important young people's voices are heard. Poppy, from your perspective, why is it important that young people's voices are heard on this topic?
I think it's talked about a lot how young people need to be more vocal in the world nowadays, and I think it's very hard for that to happen. And it's so important that everyone is heard, not just children, but everyone, because everyone has different views and opinions on every single topic. And we need to hear every perspective before we can make a decision on how to change things. And so if we hear everyone, we can include every possible solution on how to solve anything.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Poppy. And that really ties in with some research that's been done recently, which shows that 89% of the public really wants our governments and all of us to be doing more. And we are often the silent majority. So you're absolutely right. It's really important that everybody's voice is heard on this matter.
Absolutely.
So this is just the beginning, really. We have got lots and lots of different contributions from students.
Okay.
And this is going to be the year of their voices being heard. So we're going to have lots of exhibitions across East Lothian.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let viewers know if they're interested in going and looking at some of this material. We've got the next exhibition next Saturday, the 21st of June.
Yeah.
It's going to be at East Linton Community Hall.
Okay.
As part of
a lovely venue.
It is a lovely venue. It's nice and big, so there's lots of space.
Yeah.
And it's actually a part of Fixing for a Future's Repair Cafe.
Okay.
So that will be...
Even better.
They are brilliant because they are part of the solution. They are already bringing some of this vision to life. Because a lot of great stuff is already happening in East Lothian. So pop along if you're interested. Next Saturday, between 10 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll get to see the artwork, the poems, the stories. You can be inspired. And you can also get to see a repair cafe in action. If you want to have anything repaired, however, it does get very busy, so just email them in advance.
Book in. Right.
And their email is on their Fixing for a Future website address.
Make sure we get that in our community news, because, you know, we can prep people accordingly.
We will do so. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. And thank you to you, Joe, and thank you to you, Poppy. That was wonderful. And I do hope that you are successful in attracting the attention that you so rightly deserve to this absolutely critical cause. And, you know, Joe, that I am a big supporter here at East Coast FM, so whatever we can do to engage with others, we will surely do. And now, let us have an appropriate word from Queen.